Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about taqiyah or dissimulation. As you know, this is a point of contention amongst the schools of thought, the madhahib within Islam. Some people consider taqiyah or dissimulation to be lawful, under certain circumstances and conditions. Others say no, it's categorically it's incorrect. As you know, taqiyah, just by way of introduction, taqiyah or dissimulation means is where we hide our faith from others because we are fearful of our lives or our, you know, our property or our even our honor. There are certain verses of the Holy Quran which indicate the permissibility of such a thing. For example, in the following verse of the Holy Quran, we read, "The faithful should not take the faithless for allies instead of the faithful. And whoever does that, Allah will have nothing to do with him, except when you are wary of them out of caution." This is where the verse alludes to taqiyah. "Allah warns you to beware of disobeying Him, and towards Allah is the return." And again, in another verse of the Holy Quran, we read, "Whoever renounces faith in Allah after affirming his faith, barring someone who is compelled, while his heart is at rest in faith, but those who open up their breasts to unfaith, upon them shall be Allah's wrath, and there is a great punishment for them." In this regards, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam said the following regarding taqiyah. He said, "Dissimulation is anything that is necessary, and the person faced with that situation is more knowledgeable of it when it falls upon him." Meaning this is something that everybody should weigh and assess for himself. It's not something that, you know, somebody else can tell you that, hey, this is a place where, you know, you should do taqiyah or not. You know, everybody should, kind of see where his situation is. And if indeed this situation calls for him to hide his faith, he should. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also has been narrated as having said, "Be wary for your religion and protect it through dissimulation. For there is no faith for he who does not have a place for dissimulation." La imana liman la taqiyata lah. You are among people as bees amongst birds. If birds knew what the bees harbor within them, they would not leave any of them without eating them. So this is a very beautiful parable that the Imam has mentioned here, comparing the believers to bees. Bees who have honey in their bellies. You know, if birds knew that, they would indeed, you know, eat them. They would kill them, consume them. Same thing with the faith of the believers, right? You should try to hide it and protect it from the harm of others. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at dissimulation and taqiyah in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد و وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد